There are things in this world that science cannot explain. My name is Dr. Delbert East, and there are a few people on this planet who could tell you more about just how accurate that statement is. Until recently, I was the acting caretaker of a secret repository of items both astonishingly supernatural and exceedingly dangerous. Following a betrayal by someone I trusted and an incursion by a dangerous cult, the repository has been sealed until further notice. In the meantime, I have been tasked by the head of the Lazarus Foundation to travel across the country in search of the answer to a decades-old question. While the road ahead of me is long and unknown, somehow I know that one day it will lead me back to where the story all began. Back to the Scarab Archives.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brother Lewis.
Well?
The way we came is sealed, Brother Lewis. It's like...
Like what?
Like it was never there in the first place, Sister Hadley.
Okay, so we're trapped in a haunted amusement park. Spectacular.
Didn't you say back in New Orleans that you had experience with stuff like this?
A general paranormal phenomena, yes. But specifically haunted amusement parks, no. Lewis?
Yes. Dr. East?
I hate to say it, but we're kind of in the same boat here. So, in the interest of survival, all cards on the table. Agreed?
I'm inclined to agree. As you've already guessed, we're here looking for the Nothing Man. We received an email from a former employee who said it was stashed away in Howard Golden's office. You?
We've been sent to find Lazarus Toys.
Wait, what? The family's old toy store? You're a bit off the path, aren't you? It was in New York.
It was moved. The whole thing. We met the foreman at the relocation job. He told us that Howard Golden paid to have it brought here as an exhibit.
But why?
You're not gonna believe this. Do you remember the statue?
The statue? Wait. You mean the one that stood outside the Palladium Theater?
Right. Howard Golden was a major investor in Lazarus Studios.
Huh. No shit.
No shit. I think we had a grudge with Vladdy Boy on how the studio collapsed and collected the toy store's revenge.
That's some expensive revenge. But why did Lazarus send you to find the store anyway?
Honestly, I have no idea.
It seems very unlikely that we would all arrive here on the same day.
On that, we agree. The only question is why.
Power levels are surging again.
Oh, good. I was starting to think you'd peaced out on us, Gil.
Hold on a sec. Gil?
Ugh, I know. Any ideas about our next move, Gil?
Escape would be our best option. There must be an emergency exit somewhere.
Can you access the blueprints?
No. They were never digitized. Our only hope would be the physical originals.
Likely in Golden's office. Our original goal remains the same.
Power levels continuing to grow.
Each event seems stronger than the last one. We better get moving.
But where's the office?
Our source told us it would be here in the front area, but that appears to be false.
It's somewhere in the park, then. I hate to say it.
Then don't.
But we should split up.
Andy said it.
We go in pairs. Cal and I will...
No. No, I don't think so.
What? You don't trust me?
Not in the least. One of mine will accompany one of yours. Sister June?
Yes?
You will accompany Dr. East's young friend.
Great.
Sister Hester?
Yes, Brother Lewis?
You are with me.
Now hang on one damn second.
Great. That leaves me to accompany Dr. East. Fabulous.
Time is of the essence, Sister Hadley. Find the office. find our goal.
Yes, Brother Lewis.
Oh, come on, Lewis. She's just going to shoot me as soon as we get out of earshot.
You have my word that Sister Hadley will make no move against you until we're all out of this ordeal.
Oh, the word of a junior cult leader. I'm so assured.
So how are we splitting this up?
Cal, you and June head for Cutthroat Key. It's the smallest area. If we don't find anything, head straight over to the Dark Continent.
Which is where Sister Hester and I shall be.
And where are we heading?
The Wonders of the Orient.
Oh my god, East. Is this about the Dark Ride?
I'm killing two birds with one stone. If we don't find anything, we'll double back to Deadwood.
We hope you enjoy your adventures today, especially since they'll be your last.
Now let's get moving. Cal, watch yourself. You can't trust these people.
Right. See you on the other side?
Ha! It won't be the first time. Shall we, Miss Clark?
Don't rush me, Delbert.
The old team, together again.
Shut up, Gilbert.
Interesting. It would appear that whatever power the park is drawing, it's using to reactivate certain parts of itself. These sound effects are remarkably lifelike.
Bro Lewis?
Yes?
I do not wish to step beyond my boundaries, but I must ask.
Yes?
It is... It's about Father Cosmar.
What about him?
It's just no one seen him in months.
He's been very ill. I told you all that.
No, I know. It's only well... I've heard.
Speak plainly, Sister Hester.
There are whispers that Father Cosmar is not ill. That he has abandoned us. That what happened in the archives... Well, scared him.
You go too far, Sister Hester. Our father is many things, but scared? Preposterous. How many are whispering these things?
Not many. Forgive my lack of faith, brother. It is this place.
Oh, I quite understand. Look, that structure. That may be what we're looking for.
It appears to be a maintenance shed of some sort.
Hurry, inspect it.
Yes, brother.
What is it?
My leg, it's stuck.
Stuck in what?
It's a track? A roller coaster track. I couldn't see it because of the dark and the overgrowth.
You can see it now, can't you? Get moving.
I can't, Brother Lewis. It's something holding me somehow.
That isn't possible.
What's that noise?
Ignore it. Free yourself, quickly.
I'm trying, brother. Help me.
Perhaps this meant to be.
What? Brother Lewis, the track is vibrating. I think... Oh, God. Something's coming. Help me. Brother, help me.
I'm sorry, Sister Hester. But questioning the order has its price.
No! 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 Brother, help me! Help me! Help me!
Ah! I'm sorry. I have to get out of here. My Lord Endless, protect me.
So.
Yes?
I know East called you guys a cult.
I would expect nothing less from someone as close-minded as him.
I'm just wondering what, religion you are.
You needn't concern yourself with our aims. We serve powers far greater than your understanding. Our methods may seem sinister to the ill-informed, but they are justified in order to bring about the great unification.
Gotcha. You're Scientologists.
Be silent, California. We're approaching the rite's entrance.
Crossbones curse. Yep. This is the place. Wait, hold on. What did you call me?
California?
That's not my name.
It's what your little robot called you.
Gil has technical issues sometimes.
The lights!
And the boats are moving. I think the ride just turned itself on.
Arr, welcome aboard, mateys. Step all the way across as you board your vessel and keep a weather eye on your little ones.
There's no way the entrance would be here.
You're right. It would appear we've come to a dead end.
I guess we're supposed to double back to the others.
No, we aren't.
Holy shit.
For the glory of the Endless!
Let's talk about this. I thought that Lewis guy said nothing would happen until we get out of here.
A promise wholly for the scholar, not a nothing whelp like you.
Prepare to set sail.
Well, haul anchor, I guess. Hup! Ha! Made it.
Get back here! Die with some dignity!
Sorry, but I think this thing only floats slowly in a forward direction.
You!
Oh, I wish that water was deeper.
Keep to your seats, mateys, and keep a sharp lookout. You never know where Crossbones and his cursed crew may be lurking.
You cannot escape!
Hey, I didn't give you permission to come aboard, sister.
You face your fate with a smile. Good.
Ah! Please, don't do this!
The less you fight, the less painful this will be.
Wait, can't you just sit here with me and talk about this?
For the Endless!
Holy shit! Was I just saved by a robot pirate?
We didn't tell you to keep to your seat, didn't we? Enjoy the ride, Cap. It'll be your last.
As much fun as riding in a boat with the headless corpse sounds, I think I'll just take the emergency exit.
You can run, Cal. You can run. But there's no escape. Not for you. Not for any of you.
You see, the genius of Tracy's design was actually in the track layout. Those outdoor hairpin turns create a kind of...
Oh my god, I couldn't possibly care less. At this point, I don't know if you're trying to keep me distracted or actually geeking out, and I also don't know which one is pissing me off more.
What reason would I have to distract you? We're all in the same boat, aren't we? Trying to escape?
You forget that I know how that little brain of yours works, Delbert. You always think you're 3 steps ahead.
Don't be ridiculous. It's at least 5 steps.
Okay, 5 steps, huh? So how many times did you trip back in the archives?
I believe that is called a burn by the youth of today, yes?
Can it, Gil?
Ugh, don't call him that.
Yeah, it feels weird.
So, genius, what's the next move? Double back and wait for the others?
I guess so. Maybe they've had better luck than us.
We have not thoroughly investigated Deadwood yet.
And why would we? It's literally half a street and a roller coaster. Why is it even there in the first place?
Because Golden had a... Oh, of course!
Hey, get back here!
Golden had a thing for westerns. It's so obvious. Why didn't we see it before?
Likely because the park did not want us to.
Well, that's a horrifying thought. Where are we looking exactly? The saloon? The jail?
The marshal's office. Golden considered himself the hero. Here, look! Howard Golden, U.S. Marshal. Open sesame.
Stairs. Of course. I hate it when you're right.
You must hate me all the time, then.
That's putting it lightly.
Power surge detected.
Yeah, we can see the lights getting brighter.
Well, good for you.
God, were you always this catty?
I swear it's hanging out with Cal that's rubbing off on him. All right, that's a lot of stairs. Guess we're going down. Ladies first.
You really think I'm going to make it that easy for you?
Oh, please. One of us has tried to kill the other before, and it wasn't me.
All the more reason for you to push me.
Revenge isn't really in my nature, Hadley.
I will go first.
Oh, don't tempt me. Christ, fine. I'll go.
Can't say I've ever gotten winded going downstairs before.
Yeah, that was a lot. I am out of shape.
Well, I feel fine.
Just throw him east. Where the hell are we anyway?
We're deep under the park, that's for sure. This must have been Golden's office.
It looks like more of a control room. Look at all these TVs.
He could have watched the whole park from here.
God, it stinks. It smells like something died in here.
Hadley? Someone did.
From your tone, I take it the brightening lights have revealed something unsettling.
Oh my God. Is that Howard Golden?
It has to be, but his death was reported almost 20 years ago. This corpse, it's still juicy.
His company reported his death, right? Maybe he just told them to from here?
Or perhaps the park has been trying to keep his remains fresh.
Is that like your thing now? These vaguely cryptic one-liners?
He's holding something. It's a VHS tape.
Great, and we're gonna play it now, aren't we?
Would it be us if we didn't? Here's a VCR.
Hello. I hope this tape finds you well. My name is Howard Golden, and this is as close to a last will and testament I will ever leave. But really, it's more of a confession.
East, look at the date.
Last year. What the hell is going on here?
If you've made it down here, then you must know that there's something terribly wrong with my park. My dream. It all began in the midst of construction. Three workmen fell into the concrete that was being poured for the River of Dreams. In my haste to see my dream completed, I paid off the families and tried to pretend that the whole thing never happened. Never even recovered the bodies. They're still there. That incident, it did something to my park. Not sure how, but whatever life was in those men, it infected my park. Infected it with life. And when the park opened, it began to feed. It fed on the dreams and emotions of those who entered its gates. That first season, oh, it was so perfect. So many happy faces, so many wonderful dreams. It was everything I'd ever wanted. But then we closed for the season, and whatever rudimentary consciousness the park had, it didn't understand why it wasn't being fed anymore. It was like an infant when the milk is taken away. And in its tantrums, it found a new way to feed.
Oh my God.
What? Why'd you pause it?
The deaths during the off-season. It was the park. It was feeding. What the? I didn't hit play.
Fool that I was, I didn't realize the problem until it was too late. When those first 100 guests entered the park after being gone for so long, it was just too much for the park to handle. It was starving, and it lashed out with any sense of subtlety. It fed well that day. And the blood? Oh, the blood flowed freely through the River of Dreams.
That's so awful.
It gets worse.
Wait.
Did the tape just...
I sealed the gates with me inside. By now I'd realized what was happening. My dream had become a monument to my sins of vanity and hubris. My atonement would be keeping others from the terrible fate that awaited them in the park. I fed myself, piece by piece, and dream by dream to the park over the next few years. Occasionally, there would be a trespasser or two, but no one disappeared that I couldn't cover up. My investments stayed strong enough that I was able to survive and keep things contained. But I'm no fool. I know that one day soon I will die, and the park will go insane before it starves to death. I fear that it has grown wise and sly. It may find a way to call out for sustenance. I have taken the liberty of removing my possessions that others may come searching for in the hopes that they will be one less tool for my unruly child to use.
So the Nothing Man...
The portrait, known as the Nothing Man, has been sent to a dear friend in the north.
This feels wrong.
And Lazarus Toys, that trophy I've held over my friend Vlad's head, has been sent to...
Where? Sent to where? Oh, it must be glitching or whatever it is the VHS tapes did.
No glitches, Dr. East. I truly don't know where my father hid the old toy shop.
Oh, shit.
My poor deluded father. He really did try to get things in order before his body gave out. Now, he's in here. With me. Forever. Just like the others. Just like all of you will be.
Why did you call us here, out of everyone? East was on his way here already, but you specifically called out to us with the Nothing Man. Why?
There's something you have. I don't know what it is, but I can taste it. The power. It's enough to fill me up for a long, long time. Enough that maybe people will come visit me again. Feed me their dreams. Their love. It's so much less bitter than just taking them whole. You have one too, Dr. East. Some power. It tastes so good.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Give it to me. And maybe I'll let some of you go.
You know what? I'll take that offer.
Hadley?
It's a two birds, one stone situation, right, East? I kill you and leave your body here. This thing gets whatever it wants from you. More chance of me and the Order getting out of this. Hell, maybe we'll even let your new little friend live. But this is where you and Gilbert's road ends.
There is one thing you have not considered, Miss Clark.
Oh yeah? What's that, Gil?
Incoming power surge.
Ah, shit!
Run, Dr. East.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, get back here, Delbert, you...
Run! Run all you want! You can't escape from your dreams!
Okay, new plan. We find Cal, find some place to hold out till morning, and then we find our way out in the daylight. Maybe this place won't be so strong in the daytime.
But where can you hide when the night is alive?
Oh, this is so bad.
This is wonderful. I haven't felt so alive in so long. Give it to me. Whatever it is, I must have it.
I don't know what it is you're after.
Dr. East, I think I do.
What?
Something you and the Order both possess. Something full of otherworldly power. Something that has saved your life before.
You mean it's...
East?
Shit!
Sister Hadley, hold your fire! Dr. East, don't move. Unless you'd like your little friend here to meet a most grisly end.
East, help!
Cal! Lewis, let them go.
I found the brat trying to sneak back here. Covered in Sister June's blood.
Wasn't me. It was the damn pirate that cut her head off.
Lewis, where's Hester?
She met with an unfortunate accident. Did you find the office?
Yes, but the Nothing Man is gone.
Unfortunate. Every cloud has a silver lining, however. Kill the child first, then Dr. East.
Lewis, now just wait a damn minute. This park called you here because you've got something it wants. Just ask Hadley.
What?
It's true.
But what do I have that...
It took me a minute, but it makes sense. Something both I and the Order have are medallions. We both have special medallions given to us by powers beyond this plane. Here's mine. It's from the rhyming.
It's a nice theory, East, but the medallion isn't even here. Father Cosmar has it.
Sister Hadley, I...
Ugh!
You little...
Took your eyes off the prize, Molaram.
Cal, are you okay?
I'm fine. Like I said, not my blood.
It's about to be, you little shit.
Lewis, my medallion only protects me from extra-normal threats. But I think yours might be a bit more useful in this situation.
He doesn't have the goddamn medallion, East.
Sister Hadley.
That... Why do you have that?
You realize what you're asking me to do.
Yes. And I'll still take my chances.
Lewis, why?
Hadley, enough! Let me finish this. At a cornitasa al kurkurta isa ala.
What's he doing?
Alali
kabgi
kurkurta isala. Ulali kabgili isala kokurta. Zotoria obogara huborni tasal. Zotoria obogara. Atak hu urni. Zotoria opugara. Atak hu urni tasa al. Si note zotoria opugara. Ra atak hu urni. Hu kor. Korun. Ta.
Isa ala. Hulani. Kaki. Isa ala.
Such power. I can feel it. I've never tasted anything like this. I must have it!
What's happening?
The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Right, Dr. East?
I really hope so.
Hello, Scholar. It's been too long.
Oh, my endless.
I'm so hungry. Please, just a taste.
Silence. Abomination.
That's rich. Coming from you.
I am so fucking lost.
Brother Lewis is currently channeling an extra-dimensional entity known as the Endless, also known as...
Nope, just stop right there. I'm good being lost.
I sense you still wear the hobble, Scholar. Why not cast it aside? Let us settle this at last.
I've never felt anything like this. This is beyond life, beyond dreams. This is...
It is eternity.
Eternity. Yes. Please, give it to me.
I sense you, Abomination. I can feel your fingers trying to find some weakness to exploit. There's nothing to find. I'm beyond anything that you have ever known.
You are... like me?
Ha! You are a cosmic accident. A stain on the fabric of reality. Your very existence offends me.
What are you?
I am Endless.
Wait, what are you doing? Stop that!
Should we hide?
Yeah, taking cover might be a good idea.
Power levels fluctuating.
This hurts! What are you doing?
I am correcting a grave error. Your existence.
No! Stop!
Each day brings the convergence closer. You will not be here when it comes.
No! No! Please, I just wanted it!
I just wanted
to be loved!
Stop!
Stop! Stop! Mother, help me! Mother, help me!
worked.
What worked?
You knew the Endless would destroy the spirit of the park.
I didn't know. I was just out of options. But I do know the Endless is the cosmic equivalent of a petulant child. And like a child, it's not fond of sharing.
So you basically used an evil god to destroy a possessed theme park? That's kind of rad. And terrifying, but mostly rad.
Oh shit, it's still here. Get behind me.
The abomination is gone. Now there is nothing to...
Am I seeing a little green around those black eyes?
This host grows weak, Scholar. I must withdraw. Yet again, the weasel has my grasp.
Yeah, it's becoming a thing at this point.
The convergence is coming, Scholar. You can feel it as well as I. The end game draws near.
Nothing's changed. I'll still stop you.
When the day comes, Scholar, the joy I feel at the moment of joining may be somewhat diminished, knowing that you will no longer be there to vex me.
Then it's good for you that day is never coming, isn't it?
Until next time, Scholar. And next time will be the last time.
Lewis. Oh good, he's breathing.
Holy shit, look!
The park, it's collapsing. Without the spirit, the place must have nothing to hold it together.
I recommend getting out before we get caught in the destruction.
I don't think so. None of you are going anywhere. Not this time.
Clock's ticking, Hadley. You can kill us, but there's a precious second that you need to drag your deadweight leader out of here.
I can at least kill you. Shit! Oh, forget it. This isn't over, East.
I'm well aware, Hadley.
That was the gate! Let's get out of here!
Right.
Oh. Sister Hadley. We're out of the park.
The park is gone. Destroyed.
Then it worked. Praise be to the Endless, for it has delivered us from...
Why do you have the medallion?
What?
The medallion, Lewis. Father Cosmar's medallion. The one he never takes off. Why do you have it? Did you steal it?
Sister Hadley, I'm surprised. To think I would steal from my own...
Why do you have it?
My father and his infinite wisdom entrusted it to me for this specific mission. He knew we might need it.
I guess that makes sense. And now you're going to give it back?
Of course. We must leave at once, rally our forces, mourn those we lost.
Right. What's next?
The Nothing Man is still out there. The search must continue.
And East?
Let him run. I have a feeling our paths will cross once more. And next time...
Next time?
You can shoot him on sight.
Thank you, Lewis. I'll do just that.
Gilbert, start compiling that report and send it to the Foundation. The case file on Golden Dreams Theme Park needs to be opened and then closed.
Yes, Dr. East. Should I plot a new destination?
East? You okay?
I don't know. The trail... Gilbert?
Yes. Dr. East?
Send a message to Vladimir Lazarus. Tell him we've lost Lazarus' toys.